Alright folks, welcome back to Depression to Drive, your daily dose of gentle motivation to get you moving, feeling good, and conquering your day. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving into something super important, self-care. Yeah, I know, it sounds kinda cliche, right? Like a fancy spa day or a bubble bath with lavender candles. But trust me, we're going deeper than that. Self-care isn't just about pampering yourself. It's about intentionally nurturing your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. And in our crazy, fast-paced world, it's more crucial than ever. Think of self-care as the fuel that keeps you running smoothly. You wouldn't put junk gas in your car and expect it to perform its best, right? Same goes for your body and mind. So let's break down why self-care is so vital and how to actually make it a part of your daily routine. First off, self-care helps you manage stress. Ever feel like life's throwing curveballs left and right? Stress is a constant companion these days, and ignoring it just leads to burnout. Self-care acts as your stress buffer, helping you cope with challenges and bounce back quicker. Second, self-care boosts your mood and energy levels. You know that feeling when you wake up on the right side of the bed? That's self-care in action. Taking care of yourself physically, getting enough sleep, eating nourishing food, moving your body, has a direct impact on your emotional state and energy levels. It's like recharging your batteries so you can face the day with a smile. Third, self-care improves your focus and productivity. When you're feeling depleted, it's hard to concentrate, make decisions, or get things done. Self-care practices like meditation, deep breathing exercises, or even just taking a few minutes to unplug and clear your mind can sharpen your focus and help you be more productive. Fourth, self-care strengthens your relationships. When you're taking care of yourself, you have more energy and emotional capacity to invest in your loved ones. You're less irritable, more present, and able to truly connect with the people who matter most. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. And finally, self-care is a form of self-love. It's about honoring your needs, setting boundaries, and prioritizing your well-being. In our society that often glorifies busyness and putting others first, self-care can feel like a luxury. But it's essential for your overall health and happiness. Think about it this way. Imagine you're on a flight. The flight attendant always tells you to put on your own oxygen mask before assisting others. It's because you need to take care of yourself first in order to help anyone else. It's the same with self-care. It empowers you to show up as your best self for everyone around you. Now, let me tell you about this one time. I was feeling super overwhelmed, like I had a million things on my plate. Deadlines were looming, emails were piling up, and I just couldn't seem to catch a break. I was so focused on getting it all done that I completely neglected myself. I skipped meals, pulled all-nighters, and felt increasingly drained. It wasn't until I hit a wall, literally, I collapsed from exhaustion, that I realized something had to change. That's when I started incorporating more self-care into my routine. I made time for daily walks, even if it was just for 15 minutes, and started prioritizing sleep. I learned to say no to extra commitments and focused on what truly mattered. And guess what? The world didn't end. In fact, I felt more energized, focused, and capable of handling everything that came my way. So, remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about showing up for yourself so you can show up for the world in a meaningful way. Alright folks, let's recap. Self-care helps you manage stress, boosts your mood and energy, improves focus, strengthens relationships, and most importantly, is an act of self-love. It's not about bubble baths and face masks, although those can be nice. It's about making conscious choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. So what are you waiting for? Start small. Take a few minutes today to do something kind for yourself. Go for a walk, listen to your favorite music, read a good book, or simply take a few deep breaths. Every little bit counts. Share this episode with someone who needs a reminder about the importance of self-care and let's make a difference together. Until next time, keep moving forward, one step at a time. I'll catch you on the flip side.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.